I don't know if he's on the National Express or not, but he's certainly making his way home to the Dacia this weekend. It is one Sean Defoe. Sean, good to be here and talking to you, man. Happy Easter to you, by the way.
And to you, Oliver. What's your favourite Easter egg, actually? I know we've discussed this before, but you have a weird predilection for Easter eggs, don't you?
I just love chocolate of any description, I have to say, you know. anything at all, and I'd be happy.
There's proper madness going on with them this year, I feel, because suddenly you can get like Easter egg chocolate with anything in it. It's like, oh, this one is honeycomb, but the egg is actually honeycomb chocolate, or this one has, you know, olives in it or something, but, you know, bizarre. There's just a total difference taking place.
Well, do you know, they were saying, Sean, I saw this statistic, which is quite frightening. They were saying that you could fill the Aviva Stadium with the amount of packaging just on the Irish market alone that will be bought, the Easter eggs that will be bought over this Easter time.
I'd well believe it. It's atrocious, actually, how much comes in it, because then you have to, not only is it bad for the environment, but it's also a pain to, I don't have that many layers to get to your actual egg. Just give me the chocolate in its rawest form, and if one or two smash, then so be it.
This is wasting time, says you. Now, a little census update for us.
Yeah, so we were talking about actually filling it out. What did you fill it out in the end? Did you do your time capsule?
It was my good lady wife that filled it out, and the time capsule bit, I think, was left somewhat vacant there, Sean.
We actually did do it, and it took us ages. We had to turn the poor census man back twice, who was trying to collect the thing, because we actually wanted to say something. But
I'd say he loved you for that.
Oh, yeah, he's delighted. He's not getting his 20 quid or whatever he gets for the actual form for a little while longer. But yeah, no, look, we've put down, because I'm looking at the window now and I'm looking over at Greystones where we've settled now, and wondering how much of it is going to be underwater. So that's exactly how much we put.
Wow.
And we joined the long course of people putting down their pets' details. But also asked an interesting question, because one of our close friend of ours had a baby literally in the last couple of months, and we had got an argument over dinner the other night as to whether that baby could well be alive to read the results of this census. You know, that which is sort of a bizarre thought, but actually not that ridiculous given the way ages are going. So some of the people who've just had babies, they might actually be alive, and maybe you should have left it over for them, but that's a bit late now.
That'd be mad. Other big news this week, of course, Liam Neeson making a surprise appearance in the new series of Derry Girls, taking everybody by surprise. And what a coup for the show.
Yeah, this was great. This was absolutely fantastic. Because I was a bit worried about the season. There'd been so much hype around it. We know it's the final season and all that sort of stuff. So I was a bit worried. But the episode one absolutely lived up to it. And he plays this sort of RUC constable who's quizzing them after. I won't do spoilers, because a lot of people might not have seen it. Might be saving it for the weekend. Who's quizzing the Derry girls as they are. And well, it's fantastic. Like, the comedic timing is just fantastic. I think you have some of it we can hear.
Oh, he has a capacity for that, right enough. And you're dead right. We've 29 seconds of it here. No spoilers here, but have a listen.
Okay, ladies. I'd just like to ask you a few questions.
Nice uniform.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, now, Michelle.
Okay, sir. I would just like to state for the tape.
There is no tape.
That we are completely and totally innocent, and this is a horrific miscarriage of justice.
Grant.
Excuse me?
Here's where we're at, girls.
I'm actually a boy.
Okay, love.
Just for the tape, there is no tape, and that's kind of becomes the ongoing gag. I love the way, by the way, that you seem to have every single episode of Derry Girls just queued up on your different tabs there. That's right. You're doing a lot of work this afternoon.
Well, let me say, Sean, it's been a busy one.
The one thing about it is that my girlfriend works in TV, and next to the entire scene, she was just going, "They're not in the same room. They're definitely not in the same room. He's in America. Look, you can never see the two of them in the same shot. He's definitely on a green screen." So that kind of ruined my enjoyment of the actual moment when I was just thinking, "God, yeah, he definitely isn't in the same room filming this."
Bit of an inside drift there, right enough. Now, moving on, we're talking real estate here, and we're talking Beverly Hills real estate.
If you have a spare $87.5 million just knocking about this Easter, why not buy Mark Wahlberg's incredible Beverly Hills home? I mean, what a bargain, you know, 6.14 acres, 30,000 foot square house. It's kind of like a Parisian chateau style thing, in the way that these Americans love to steal the architecture of countries that actually have decent architects and then put it somewhere in, you know, Beverly Hills or LA or wherever it is. But it's wild. All the pictures are up online. Obviously, you should actually give it a look, because it's pretty crazy. But the fact that you can charge $90 million for your particular house, it just boggles the mind. It's almost as bad as the Irish property market.
Isn't it just almost as bad? And speaking of big money, Elon Musk.
Well, whatever about having 87 or whatever it said, 57 billion or million hanging around, 87 million for a home. If you've just got a spare 41 billion euro in cash, why not try and buy Twitter? Because exactly what Elon Musk has decided to do. He obviously had bought an 11% stake in it, then just declined to be on the board of the social media giant, and now he's just gone all in. Cash, say that again, $41 billion in cash. He wants to pay for this thing in cash. That's what boggles the mind. He's the richest human being, not only on the earth today, but ever in human history. There has never been anyone with as much wealth. And he's just decided that he wants to do it. He said that Twitter needs to be taken private in order to grow and become a platform for free speech. It has extraordinary potential and I will unlock it. And that's sort of just... Given some of his history with some of the dodgy things that he said in the past, platform for free speech sort of worries me in the language of it, because it's already a platform where there's absolutely no accountability. But he's certainly making a bid, and no doubt there's that much money is thrown at you. You have to consider it, don't you?
It is the mad, mad world of Twitter, Sean Defoe. But listen, happy Easter, as I say, to you and yours. Enjoy, safe journey and reuniting with the family and all the rest of it. So thank you so much, Sean.
Enjoy the weekend, Ollie. Have a good one. Enjoy your chocolate.
Works both ways. You too. God bless. Bye-bye.